You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Went to the city to a singing competition. Kiss me. I need some quiet, and it's the only. So get your wet mouth.
Jasmine Mary with Wet Mouth. Morena Jasmine, how are you?
What, It's a bit of an insensitive question, don't you think, Rachel?
I know.
We're sort of, to ask someone how they are.
Exactly. It does feel like a bit of a, we're all going, oh, everything's fine. It's not really fine. It's all a bit cooked at the moment. We're not alone in the studio. We've got Robin Wilson-Whiting from Tamaki Loves Palestine in here. Kia ora, Robin. Nice to have you up here.
Morena, thank you.
It's very good to have you both up here this morning because you have put on a fantastic gig for Gaza, which is happening tonight at the Wine Cellar with yourself, Jasmine, Tiny Ruins, the wonderful Holly's going to be playing with Cass Basil, and Carnivorous Plant Society and their full band are going to be performing, and all proceeds of this are going to Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. I feel like the first thing I want to ask you, Jasmine, is why is art a useful solidarity action point, do you think?
I think coming together to collectively like grieve and be hopeful and maintain hope is kind of... I think it's irresponsible to do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's irresponsible to think that small things like get it coming together and singing music and singing songs and grieving together and even talking over coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous to think that those things don't make a difference, because they do, and the voice of oppression and violence can be really, really loud. So it is important that we make the voice of hope and gathering and being sad together louder.
Mm.
And it is important to feel... To grieve when things are hard and not to look away from them.
And to look after your community. This is a really important way of doing that, I think, as well, because it is a very it's a very exhausting time. And as you just pointed out, you know, that is an intentional thing. You know, when there is something really oppressive happening, part of the tactic of that is to make people feel like they don't have a voice or they can't, you know, make a difference, which is absolutely not true. Robin, how did you get involved with Tamaki Loves Palestine as a group?
Well, I visited Palestine in 2014. I was in the West Bank. It's very hard to get into the Gaza Strip, has for a long time. I think we are all a bit more informed about that now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, prior to even Tamaki Loves Palestine being an entity, myself and Alistair Deverick, who has done the bulk of the organising of the event tonight, and some other friends put together a fundraiser gig for Kia ora Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, I think it was mid-2021, we, again, myself, Alistair and some other friends formed Tamaki Loves Palestine. There was another uptick and surge in violence on Palestinians, and we decided to hold a film screening of a film about the mayor of Ramallah, which is in the West Bank, and raised funds at that time for Palestinian Youth Aotearoa and formed some really great friendships with some of the people from that. So yeah, that's how I kind of came into the picture.
Yeah, awesome. And the money is going to Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. Could you tell us a wee bit about what that group is? I mean, it's kind of in the name, I guess, but
yeah,
what are they all about?
Yeah, it's really so cool to see. But, you know, a lot of young Palestinians who were either born here or born overseas and came here for uni, all sorts of different entry points and quite a range of ages amongst that group as well.
Mm-hmm.
And their kaupapa has always been, you know, I guess along the lines of this event as well, focusing on culture.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to forefront Palestinian culture here in Aotearoa, where a lot of people wouldn't have a clue what's involved, you know, running Dubka dancing classes and holding banquets, and I think they were involved in having a Palestinian comedian come through. So they want to focus on those areas where we can come together in perhaps a more positive way or reflective way, rather than necessarily, you know, not everyone's kind of first preference, I guess, would be to take to the streets. It is my first preference, but not everyone. They might prefer to come to a gig, or they might prefer to take part in another way. So that's their kind of focus. I would say that particularly in the last 4 to 5 weeks yeah. that Palestinian youth Aotearoa have been forced to be a lot more involved in, you know, rallies and protests and vigils and that sort of thing. They've been incredibly busy. So it's really just about supporting their work here in Aotearoa to raise the profile of what's going on.
Totally. And they have organised some very, I think, important coming together of people. The beautiful, I mean, they've done a lot of things, but one that I thought was just absolutely marvellous was creating the Gaza Strip down in Altair Square with the candles around. It was just an incredibly moving way showing like love and solidarity and having people in one space. It's a very difficult time, but it is also, I think, an amazing time for being reminded of how wonderful our creative communities are and how good they are at coming together when things are gnarly and standing up for, you know, what's right and what they believe in. And I think this is a really lovely example of that tonight. It is sold out, so that's great news, but also maybe not great news for people who are like, oh, damn, I really wanted to support that kaupapa. So what's the deal if you know, you can't get a ticket to the gig tonight, Jasmine? What are you encouraging people to do?
I think if you can't get a ticket, come be in the space anyway, come show up, be another body, come have conversations, come learn, come meet someone you haven't talked to.
Come have a drink at the wine cellar.
Yeah, and if you're in a position to donate to any of the groups we've just been talking about or to just learn a little bit more about them, do that. Or if this inspires you to put on an event or do something, write something, say something, do that. People are good, so we need people that are good to be noisy.
Yeah, hard out. And it's going to be a lovely noisy evening tonight. Gentle noisy evening, I feel. With yourself, Jasmine, Tiny Ruins and Carnivorous Plant Society. All proceeds going to Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. Thank you both so much for coming in and speaking with us about it this morning. We will put links to various organisations in our podcast afterwards. But if people want to find out more about Tamaki Loves Palestine, Robin, where can they find you guys?
Primarily, we just run an Instagram account. We're really, I wouldn't say we're a group in and of ourselves. We just, when we can, put on events to UFI, other organisations that are doing awesome work, and particularly Palestinian-based groups. So our account is Tamaki Loves Palestine. Not to be confused with Tamaki for Palestine, which yesterday paint bombed MFAT and the American consulate, or Brian Tamaki, obviously not a fan. Tamaki Loves Palestine on Instagram.
Nice. And Palestinian Youth Aotearoa you can also find on Instagram, and they're very good at putting out really useful information on there as well. Thank you both so much. See you at the wine cellar tonight.
Thank you for having us.
One of Holly's beautiful songs. This is The Crab Water Baby, and we will see you both soon.
Upside down in the leaving tide, spun out and prone, the crab lay there reaching, casting off his hardened shell. I said, dude, I think I know how you're feeling. Plain for all to see. You cannot help but speak about it. It's our inside and now. With translucent sea. I need a ritual. so glad to meet you. What a baby. Now let's go give this day a chance. With translucent sea, goddamn permeable. With translucent sea.
The Crab Water Baby by Tiny Ruins, playing tonight at the Wine Cellar with Jasmine Mary and Carnivorous Plant Society, raising funds for Palestinian youth Aotearoa. If you can't go because it's sold out, you can go to the Wine Cellar, have a chat, hang out in the space, donate some cash to Palestinian youth Aotearoa through their website. Thanks very much to Jasmine and Robin for getting involved.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.